Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Shani Daf Nun Zayin. We are starting by the seventh line with the words Hashkif Amayim Kachcham and Hashamayim. And the villain source daf it's Alam and Beis and Beis in the middle of the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we're in the middle of explaining the pesukim of Bir Maestres. And let's just read this pasuk inside before we clarify it in the Mishnah. The pasuk says Hashkif Amayim Kachcham and Hashamayim. Gaze out from your holy abode from Shamayim. Uvar Chasam Chas Yisrael and bless your nation Yisrael. Vasa Adama Shenasato Lanu and the land that you gave us. Kasher Nishbat Alav Yisenu like you swore to our forefathers. Eretz Zavas Chal V'Dvash. So we explain the pasuk. Hashkifim Ma'ayin Kachchom and Hashamayim. What are we saying? Asin Mashik Zarta Aleinu. We did what you were guys are on us, Hashem. Afata Asay Mashiv Techtonu. You also should do what you promised us, which is what? And we continue. Hashkifim Ma'ayin Kachchom and Hashamayim. Uvarich Es Amcha Es Yisrael. Bless your nation Yisrael with what? Bebanu Mabonais. Sons and daughters. Vesu Adam Asher Nasat Olanu. What's that? How's Hashem blessing the land? Betal with dew, Beruchais with winds, with matar with rain, Ubevlatis Behema, and with the animals having children. Asher Nishbat Alavisenu. Eretz Zavas Chal V'Dvash. This is that the fruits and the produce that grows is tasty. The Mishnah continues, Mikan Amru, from here they said, meaning based off of the pasuk of Eswa Adam Shanasat Alanu, they said, Yisrael Mamzer Misvadim, that a Yisrael or a Mamzer, who's apostle Yisrael, they can do this vidwe maestres, Avaloi Gerim Vlai Vadim Shacharim, but not Gerim or freed slaves, Shaylan Chelik Ba'aret, because they don't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. We say, Ashanasat Alanu, that you gave us, the regular Yid or even a Mamzer, who's apostle, but he's still considered a full fledged Jew, they could say, O Adam Shanasat Alanu, but an Eved who is freed or a Ger, since they were born Yidden, they're not able to say this. Now, Rav Meir says, even Kayanim and Levim are not able to say this, because they didn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Rav Yesi says, Yashlan or Migrash, they do have some sort of chelek, they got some cities scattered all over Eretz Yisrael, so even though it wasn't one solid portion, like all the other Shvatim got, they still have some sort of nachal in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're able to say the Vidur Meiser. Now, the mission concludes with a number of things from Yechon and Kohen Gadol. First of all, Yechon and Kohen Gadol, Hever Hadayas HaMeiser, Yechon and Kohen Gadol was Mevatel's whole concept of Vidur Meiser, no saying this psukim. And that's because he was chayshesh that people were giving their meiser to kohanim, and so not able to say the pasuk v'gam nesata v'levi. Furthermore, afu bittel es ma'arim es hanakvin, he was mevatel the wakers and the strikers. Who are these people? So ma'arim refers to the levim that would stand on the duchen of the Beis Hamikdash and they would sing shir to Hashem, and part of it was the pasuk ura lamasi shen Hashem, awake, why are you sleeping, Hashem? Now most regular people knew that they weren't actually telling Hashem to wake up, and that there was a deeper meaning behind the pasuk. However, amaratim thought that they were actually trying to wake Hashem up, and therefore he was mevatel this practice of saying the pasuk. And the nekfin were strikers. It's not a simple matter to subdue a cow to shecht it, so they would strike it between the eyes, confusing it, and this way they would knock it down and shecht it. And to some, this looked like they were being matal mum bekadshim, placing a wound on a karbon, which is usher. Now, obviously they weren't, but it looked like it, so he was mevatel this practice. And also, ad yomav, up until his days, hayapatish makib Yerushalayim, the hammer would strike in Yerushalayim, this referring to on chalamayid, blacksmiths would do work on chalamayid, and it was permitted because the work they were doing is called the davar ha'aved, something that would be lost or would cause them a loss of money if they didn't do it. And the reason why he stopped the practice is because everyone was doing it before Hesya in the open, and it wasn't proper covered to the Ma'id. And lastly, Ubiyamav Ein Adam Tzarchel Shal Adamai, in his days, no one had to ask on Demai. It used to be that when one Chaver got produce from another Chaver who had obtained it from an Alma Aret, he would ask him, did you make sure to take Meiser off before you're giving it to me? But in Yechon Kangalo's days, he established that all produce which is obtained from Amaratim has to be Meisered right away, and therefore it's not something that you have to ask your friend about. And the war begins by asking, Vizvada Beyond Farishan Shal Pesach. Why not do vidui maestres, meaning why not do all this bira maestres on the first day of Pesach? We say in the beginning of the Mishnah that it's done on the last day of Pesach. Why is that? Nun zayin on bezan tap, kidei she'eloi ma'loichel bregel, so that he should have what to eat on Yontif. If he's going to do bira maestres in the beginning, so he's not going to have all this maestre to eat on Yontif. And that's why we wait till the end. We continue asking vizvad b'shachres, so why not do this vidui in the morning of the last day of Pesach? And the answer is adkan mitzvah loichel, up until all the way the end of Yontif, it's a mitzvah to eat, and therefore it's done mincha time. And we continue, the Mishnah told us zem maestre shenu neter avai. When he says Biartia Kodesh min abayis, Kodesh is referring to Maaser Sheni and Neter Avai. Now, Tani, we have a brisa that adds on to this, Vabikurim. Bikurim is included as well in this word of HaKodesh. Now, Man Tana Bikurim, Rabbanin. Who are the ones that teach that Bikurim is included in this? The Rabbanon. Man Loi Tana Bikurim, who doesn't teach Bikurim? Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. The Tani, we have a mission about Bikurim that tells us that Bikurim is Chavim Beer, or Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon patters Bikurim in Beer. And that's because he compares it to Truma, which is not Chavim Beer either. We continue the mission that said, Nisato Levi Mikan Shein Noisin Maaser Lekuhuno. We learn from here that one's allowed to give Maaser Rishon to a Kayin. Now, Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu says, Zaysar Meres, we learn from the Mishnah, Nisraf Tivloi, Eino Yachal Izvadois. That if a person's Tevel got burned, and he didn't have a chance to separate the proper Maaseres, he's not going to say the Vidui of Bir Maaseres. Now, going into another part of the Vidui, one of the things that a person says is, Kachom Mitzvahs Chasher Zivisani, like all the mitzvahs that you commanded me. And so now we're going to try to understand what that means, all the mitzvahs. Istana Yotani, that those that teach, Kol Mitzvah Shabbatar Ma'akvas, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah Ma'akev, that if a person didn't do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, he's not able to say Vidui Maaseres. And Istana Yotani, that those that teach Kol HaMitzvah Shehu Parsha Ma'akvas. It's only the mitzvahs of this parsha, meaning that have to do with Maisris, that's Ma'akev. If he didn't do something proper with Maiser, then he's not going to do Bir Maisris. Rabbi Bar Papa Ba Kumi Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Bar Papa suggested in front of Rabbi Zeira, Afilu Hiktim Tfilah Shel Rosh L'Tfilah Shel Yad, according to the Shita of Kol HaMitzvah Shehu Batayr Ma'akvas, he wouldn't be able to do Vidu and Maiser, even if he was over on something so small, such as putting on his Tfilah Shel Rosh before his Tfilah Shel Yad. And Omer Lay, Rabbi Zeira told him, Ofanos of Arkane, I hold the same as well. That would be considered being over on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and he would not be able to say Vidu and Maisris. Continuing on, we had said that Menabayas means Zu Chala, that's referring to Chala. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Abun, Rabbi Yisrael Abun tells us a few dinim that have to do with Chala, and we're not going to focus on them now. We're going to pay more attention to them in Maseches Chala. Number one is Sar Chloimar, Chala al Hakoil, Truma al Hakoil. When a person's separating Chala or Truma, he has to say very clearly that this little bit of Chala that I'm separating is for the entire dough, or this little bit of Truma that I'm separating is for the entire pile. Furthermore, when the Pasuk tells us La Hashem, the whole quote of the Pasuk is V'hoya b'chachem ilechem ha'ar streim v'truma La Hashem, and that's referring to Chala, Zesh Shem HaMiyuchid, that's referring to the Shem HaMiyuchid, namely that you have to make a bracha with Shem Hashem when you're separating Chala. I mean, Ein Shalai Asa Klom, Aji Shari Mikzas, how do you know that it's not considered separating Chala until he leaves some of the dough over? He's not able to take the entire dough and designate it as Chala. He has to leave a small piece over, which is not Chala, Tam Lemer, because the Pasuk says, Mei Reishas. Namely, the Pasuk says, Mei Reishas Arisei Seichem, Titnu La Hashem, Trum L'Dere Seichem. And what do we learn from here? V'loi Kol Reishas, not the entire beginning, meaning the entire dough is not able to be Chala. You have to take from the dough, and that means you have to leave a little piece over, which is not Chala. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.